As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.
Episode 1-0-4-4 of Town to Dunk. You can find us on The Athletic and anywhere else you subscribe to your podcast. Go to theathletic.com/downtodunk and get The Athletic for $3.99 a month. I am Luke! Joined this morning by Andrew.
I gotta say, I'm just fired up to be here today. It's pretty cool. Pretty damn cool. Woo!
Slam through.
Taylor.
Why do melons have weddings? Because they can't elope. Don't be fooled by the rocks that I got. I'm still Jenny from the block. Used to have a little...
Slam through.
And Jay.
It's Jay. That's good, man.
What's up, guys?
My favorite thing is, like, maybe if you're following on YouTube, you could see this, but we're sitting here around the table, and all of a sudden we're like, who's got music playing? And then we look over, and Taylor's got his phone up to his ear, catching the melody.
I need a little melody reminder.
I have to do that before I sing karaoke.
Yeah.
I just play just the opening few, like, things.
I don't think I recognize or realize how devout your karaoke practices are.
I just used to be very into it.
Oh, I remember
it used
that.
To be a lifestyle.
You quit the podcast.
You picked
for
that
karaoke.
Over the podcast for a solid
summer,
year.
For a summer.
It's been a summer.
And I had to.
Wow, that was good. Do you ever do that song?
No, but I could.
Clearly.
What song is that?
Newfound Glory.
Newfound Glory.
So it's more like this. It's been a summer.
Really not. Okay, so.
What do you want to talk about?
Hey, I feel speaking like, of summer.
How's your vacation?
Hey.
How'd you spend your summer vacation?
It was great. It was really great. Didn't feel like a vacation because I'm like doing stuff the whole time. But
yeah, but guess what? If you love what you do, you never work a day in your life.
That's exactly right. It was incredible.
Gosh, man. Wisdom. God,
so wise.
It was incredible.
Wisdom.
The Summer League is just a weird place.
Hey, let me ask you some questions.
Okay.
How close are the arenas to one another?
Damn it.
They're basically in the same building.
Okay. So you could watch a half of one and a half of the other.
Yeah. But the Cox Pavilion is always the worst game.
So you just stay, everybody stays in the
So
other
I just stay in the Thomas and Mack Center pretty much the whole time.
Who did you watch? So let me ask this question. This is fun for me. I thought about asking this in a text message. Number one is I'm trying to lighten the mood because we all understand the Alex Andrew pod yesterday, which was a surprise Thursday pod. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for that content. It also one of my favorite podcasts ever. But we all just got to have to acknowledge the just tension that lives inside this podcast currently.
Yeah. I haven't listened to it.
It's weird. Alex kicked Andrew out of the group thread last night.
He did.
And I don't know. I just feel uncomfortable about it. So I'm trying to bring the mood just into more just a casual, joyful.
Yeah.
So let me ask this question. So who did you watch? So can you actually like pay attention to the games, or are you so busy trying to get other connections, content, and all that stuff while you're there?
It depends on the game. Like all the top five guys, like I'm watching the games like and pretty intently.
Did you watch anybody that was more, even more impressive than you thought they would be? Or did you watch anybody that you thought was not as impressive as you hoped they would?
I mean, I think that that's probably like the Cade Jalen Green conversation. I don't think Cade was like that impressive at Summer League. I think that people want to talk really good about him because he is the number one pick and everything, and he showed like some good stuff. But like the lack of athleticism is like a real thing, and getting into the lane and knowing what to do with the basketball, like he doesn't know yet. He doesn't know how to do that. He is, you know, how many free throws he shot in the first two games?
Zero.
He's not even drawing fouls. Like he's getting blocked like at the rim a lot. So there's some work to be done with Cade.
Yeah, and I think he's going to get the benefit of the doubt all the way.
He without a doubt at every single turn he's gotten the benefit of the doubt. And he should. He's good. He's doing stuff out there that you're like, okay, like he's going to make it in the NBA. He's going to be a good player. But like all-star, superstar. Like there's some work to be done,
yeah,
which is fine. Like this first two games of Summer League, you don't determine his career, but
and it's hard because you see a guy like him, and then you watch Jalen Green explode. Scotty Barnes is playing well. Really, all five of the top five guys played pretty well outside of Cade, you know. But his expectations so high.
Kuminga was a little. He was okay.
Kuminga was fine. Yeah. I mean, Kuminga did what? I mean, probably a little bit more than I thought he would.
Really? Okay, did you throw up in your mouth when Jalen Suggs got that putback dunk because you were so close to having him?
I was just like so happy to see him be so good and just like so sad that he wasn't on the Thunder.
Yeah.
Because he was, even in that first game, so this didn't ever happen with any other game, but he had the entire arena on their feet at the end of that game because he had the ball and he's like dribbling out the clock. And, like, everybody stood up.
It's just funny. Like, when he was in college, what did we say about him? Like, the guy is just a competitor, a gamer, hooper.
Yeah.
He's just a hooper.
Yep.
He comes out, and maybe he was starting to drop because his workouts weren't that great or his measurements weren't that great. But it's like, I mean, it kind of depends on how a guy plays during a game. It's way more mental than just measurements and workouts. And
stuff. And the athleticism stuff, like, really popped for him.
Yeah.
I mean, he did.
He was really good.
Last night, he kind of came down to earth a little bit, though. They lost to the Celtics.
It's the highlights, Jay. Summer League is all about the highlights.
It is.
People are talking about Aaron Wiggins because he plays like Hamidi Diallo.
6 points. I mean, one assist, two rebounds.
Yeah.
0 of 2 from the three-point line, 2 of 6 from the field. And he played 11 minutes.
I mean, 2 of 6. They're running this three-guard lineup with the Magic where it's kind of weird. Cole Anthony very much wanted to steal the moment. Like a lot.
Yeah, that's Cole Anthony.
And it's just a funny dynamic with that crew.
They shut down the Rockets played last night and Jalen Green was fine. I mean, 3 of 5 from the three is great. 12 minutes, but he pulled a hammy.
Yeah.
Pulled a hammy. And so he's out for the rest of Summer League.
Yeah, he's done. That's a shame.
Yeah, I mean, even Scotty Barnes kind of came down to earth a little bit, like 8 points, 2 of 7 from the field, 0 of 2. Like,
yeah.
It's just a reminder of like Summer League is
inconsequential.
It's not in the sense of like some of the stuff you start finding out about guys that are on the peripheral. That's why you see these guys trying to make their name.
Mm-hmm.
But for guys like this, like you've got to just say, hey, it just is what it is. Like you have some guys that just go insane and never make it in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
You have some guys that don't play well and end up becoming, you know, really good players. And so I get both sides. I was telling the guys yesterday, like, that conversation that Alex and Andrew had was like literally an internal debate a majority of mindful Thunder fans should be having, where it's like you watch this team and you're like, nothing makes you excited about the guys that we're playing. I mean, Trey Mann does a little bit, but I feel absolutely like I'm forcing that to be exciting to me.
Yeah, just because the shots aren't falling. Like you have to...
Oh, he's so twitchy and quick and his... I don't know. There are a lot of things that I like about Trey Mann. But if Giddey was playing, the point that I really resonated with, if Giddey, Poku, and Mann were on the floor, maybe even Vit, which we don't know what Vit can be, but the idea, then you would have four substantial home run swings. On the court. And so it'd make it to where you'd be more excited about at least taking some hits like
that. Yeah, it'd be like watching the Pistons without Cade and Sadiq Bey. Are any Pistons fans excited to watch that team?
Luke Garza.
Oh my gosh, Luke Garza. This is so crazy. He was kind of fun to watch. But
he's perfect for summer league.
Yeah.
Did you like watching that 30-year-old on the Orlando Magic that is super tan and has bleached hair?
Yeah.
Bleached hair?
Yeah, he was awesome.
He looks crazy. He looks like a villain from Die Hard or something.
Yeah, he really does.
Don't you feel like the NBA should like enact some rules where it's like, hey, for summer league you have the first 3 years of your career that you can play in summer league?
No, not at all. I love watching the Blazers.
Kenneth Faried.
Somebody else.
I love that you didn't figure that out until you were you at a Blazers game and they were showing the roster and you were like, what?
Well, I sat down to we had just finished like a live show. This is really cool. So we got to do these live shows out on the concourse of the arena. And there was the NBA put on this big stage, and this was kind of a crazy story. So my media credential wasn't ready when I got there. And so we had to like call the athletic editor and do all this stuff to make sure that everything was good. And so we eventually got it, but it took forever. And then me and Jerome Chang, who is our video guy, we didn't have any clue where we were going. We eventually got to where we were going, got on this elevator, and this other guy's on the elevator. And he looks at our badges like, oh, you work for the Athletic? We're like, yeah. He's like, are you guys going to do any podcasts while you're here? I'm like, that's the only thing I'm going to do while I'm here. He's like, oh, well, he's like, I have a stage and mics and like cameras and stuff if you guys want to use them. I'm like,
who are you?
For how much money?
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, none.
None money.
And I was like, okay. Are you going to kill me or something? Like, what's going on here? And he's like,
there is a great sacrifice.
The setup is in my basement.
Right. That's what it felt like. And also, his name is Ryan Gentry. This is Alvin Gentry's son.
Whoa.
And so, like, Ryan, like, basically, like, I worked with Ryan all week. And he was super helpful. And, like, he like helped with like a lot of like the sound and video and stuff like that. And I kind of got to like really like produce, like make sure that everybody's in the right spot. And it was really, really cool.
Dang.
So anyways, we finished that, go back in the arena, I sit down and they have like these programs that have like all the rosters, and I sit down and look at the roster and I was like, what? This is going to be great.
Yeah.
You know?
So what's a highlight? Give me your highlights, two or three highlights from the trip.
From the trip? I talked about this yesterday, but just like meeting Monty Williams was like a huge highlight for me. Like, he's like just the best dude.
So do you go up and you're like, hey, Monty, I'm Andrew Schlecht. I'm from The Athletic.
Do you have any life advice?
Cover the Thunder. Will you just hold me in your arms?
Yeah.
Here's my kids. Like,
yeah, I mean, it's a lot of that. Like, hey, this is who I am.
Because you have to give, in those situations, it can't just be like, hey, Monty, huge fan, Andrew Schlecht, been watching the Thunder for a long time, Oklahoma City guy right here. Instead, you have to play it like, hey, I'm part of the media.
Yeah, so you have to like, you have to.
You can't fanboy out is what I'm trying to
say. Yes, exactly. You have to at least fake that you belong, right, kind of thing.
Act like you've been there before.
Yes, you can't be like, can I get a photo?
Hey, Monty,
with you?
Andrew,
be like, I know how hard it is.
That's what's so funny.
It's like, I coach my son's team.
Every Thunder player was there, basically.
They were all there. Yeah,
and
everybody but Favors was there.
Which is fine. Great. Don't build any sort of connection with it. Favors, it's fine.
You say that now, Jay.
Give me all the Roby minutes. So
that was, I mean, that
much. But you don't have any chance to go, and you wouldn't fanboy necessarily around the Thunder because you've been around a lot of those guys in different ways. But like, did you get any chance to talk to any of them?
I didn't. No.
Do they keep them like, they sit in the front row, they leave as soon as the game's
over? I mean, Well, I don't know. It was weird. Like, there's still like a lot of like COVID restrictions like in place as well. So no, I didn't get a chance to talk to any of them, but talked with some of the rookies and those guys. But
they were looking fashionable. How was your fashion sense while you were out there?
It was actually pretty great.
Was it? Yeah. I believe that.
We went shopping before I went on my trip.
Ooh, yeah. Wow. What, yeah.
Did you get a lot of Hawaiian shirts?
Button-ups?
Little J. Crew button-ups, yeah. Ooh, wow.
Yeah. I know all about that. What was the best meal you ate?
Ooh, I had a steak at Caesar's. There's a steakhouse in the Caesar's Palace that was unbelievable.
Ruth's Chris?
No.
Other people are definitely paying for these things, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that a boy.
Nice.
It's a business trip.
Ruth's Chris.
Yeah. But there was a lot. We went to Momofuku.
Yeah. David Chang's.
At Cosmopolitan.
Unbelievable.
It was so good.
I'm so jealous of you.
That was lots of umami flavor.
That's all it is.
Yeah. Just constant umami.
That's all it is umami. You walk in, I'm sure the air is umami.
Yeah. That was my first night there. First of all, everything is like so expensive. I mean, you open up the menu and you're like, oh my God.
I'll have a water and a side salad.
It's like the side salad's like $25. You're like,
did you go to, there was it like buffet style? I know Chang has like a buffet in Vegas.
So there was like a there. No, it wasn't buffet. It was.
Oh
like,
no. Yeah, you're right. I'm messing.
There up. Was like one where okay. you can get.
I just I should order. Have, I should have known more.
There is a side where you can order at the counter. I guess.
Taylor, can you edit that out?
Taylor, you're thinking of the wing bar at the Hooters Hotel.
I am.
Yes, yeah. That's right.
Is that a real thing?
Uh huh.
Yeah. That sounds awesome.
Wings
uh-huh.
bar.
Uh-huh.
I mean, Wings bar sounds awesome.
But then like meeting like all the media members too in person was really cool. And meeting like people that I have worked with, you know, over the past
You're like
year
I've been staring at you through a screen for
Yeah. It was great though. I mean, there was really like a familial atmosphere amongst everybody there. Which was cool. It was really cool.
Anybody that you work with now that you don't like very much, you want to tell everybody?
Oh,
about?
Man. Yes. No.
Man.
Alex. According to our group text, Alex.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. This guy named Alex Spears. Can't take
it. Taylor, you ever been to Vegas?
With me.
No, I haven't.
You've never been.
Never been.
Wow.
Can't wait to go.
When are you going?
Well, next year when Andrew gets three more media passes.
Yeah. Okay. That's right.
You know what our goal should be? Be so professional on the Friday podcast that they start to trust us.
Well, that's why I wear a suit sometimes.
Oh, how do we do that? How do we get
to Vegas? Will you help us?
Yeah.
You will?
Yeah.
Huh.
Let's do it.
But do we have to listen to you?
You might have to.
Do we have to work or do Taylor and Luke just go find like a
do we get to have fun the whole time?
A couple slot machines and
Yeah. Say, I mean, I would say that most people are having fun most of the time.
Oh, yeah.
There. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we got to get there.
That should be on like the shirt for Vegas. Like, get rid of the what happens in Vegas. Be like, most people are having fun most of the time. Vegas, where most people are having fun most of the time.
Yeah. Yeah. Big Waz was having a big time all the time. So
I love that.
Yeah. No, this
I can't
cool.
wait to go. Thanks for the invite.
Cool. Yeah, we'll be there next year.
Yep.
We could do Down to Dunk live.
Dude.
There.
What do we have to get our numbers? You tell us off air what we have to get our numbers to for The Athletic to take care of that.
Is this the first time you've been motivated to?
Yeah, a Vegas trip? This is like at school when you are like selling the candy and if you sell a certain amount, then you get toys or whatever. Yeah. Like that's what this is. I need a carrot.
But don't you say like probably we just stay in Andrew's room and go as cheaply as possible because the Athletic's not going to
pay for it. Unless the Athletic pays for it.
They're not going to.
We can get two queen beds.
Nah, man. It doesn't matter.
Two queens?
In Vegas, you
How would we
sleep?
Arrange that? Me, Jay, or Andrew Jay?
Why not me and Jay?
No. Andrew gets his own bed because he's the only one that deserves to be there. And then the three of us sleep in the other queen.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. Okay, cool.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, John's back toy, bigger and mystery. John's back toy, bigger and mystery.
I'm Tayshawn, it's Big 3 Day, babe. I have a new little segment to start.
Mm. Ooh, mini seg inside of your segment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This is called the Choose Dumb Stat of the Week. Okay.
Ooh, nice.
So what I'm going to do is take a Thunder player's stat line and then compare it to a superstar stat line.
Mm-hmm.
Just to show you, like, we might have something special here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm going to take Aaron Wiggins' stat line from Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
16 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, 1 block. Stat stuffer. 1 of 7 from 3, but we're not going to worry about that. Because I found out, you know who else had a stat line very similar to that?
Who?
Before?
Who?
Kevin Garnett.
One time.
Yeah, he's had a game like that before. So, dang,
You're not going to tell us when the game was in his career? Just one time he had that exact stat line?
Here's the problem. I went to Basketball References, StatHead, where you can find the game finder, Andrew?
Yeah, StatHead.
And I went to it, and the results, it wouldn't give me the results unless I subscribed and paid. Hey,
so you are absolutely.
No. I then just started Googling the stat line and seeing who came up. Kevin Garnett. Hey, I'm not saying Aaron Wiggins is Kevin Garnett,
but
I'm just saying.
Leave the door open.
He might be something special. But you're saying he's had
I'll send
you
my StatHead login.
He's had one game where he was the same as Kevin Garnett.
Yeah, and you know, Aaron Wiggins had one game. Kevin Garnett had one game. I'm not saying. I'm just saying.
This is not time for actual evaluations, but I kind of like Wiggins.
Yeah, he might be one of those summer league guys.
You think so?
Well, does he kind of remind you of Hami? Like his athleticism and then the up and under layups and stuff like that?
I think he's got a better shot, like a more consistent
shot. Yeah, yeah. 1 of 7 from 3, though, is pretty Hami.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like these new buttons we got here. And the rest of my segment was going to be comparing Vegas experiences.
Come on, let's go.
So Andrew is a focused professional family man.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And I was going to compare his Vegas experience to Luke's, who just described
the
Luke.
The exact opposite of this.
Luke
things.
Gave himself the nickname Da-El Man.
Hey.
So I have 3 questions for both of you.
Okay.
Okay?
Oh, okay.
About Vegas.
Okay.
Okay. What was the latest? I'll start with Andrew over here. What was the latest you stayed out one night?
3 a.m.
Okay. Elman?
I saw the sunrise, so I think that's at like
6:30.
So you didn't even go to bed that night?
I went to my room and went
to sleep.
The next morning I went to sleep, yeah.
Okay. What was the most adult beverages you consumed in 24 hours, Andrew?
I didn't consume any.
Okay. Elman?
I would say conservatively more than 12.
In one day?
Yeah.
But that's conservative.
Conservative.
Are you giving me your lowest day?
I didn't keep count.
Okay.
Because you can go.
Tells a story on that.
Because anywhere you go, you get one. Like you go to the Taco Bell, they sell beers.
They're everywhere.
That's awesome. I mean, every place has it, and so you always have one.
Andrew, did you go to any shows?
No.
Luke, you went to Brittany.
I've been to Brittany. Yeah. It was awesome. You got to go to Brittany. I don't think she's there right now, but you got to go when she's back.
I thought she was still there.
I don't think she's there right now. It kind of cycles in and out. Like
her father actually just released her from her conservatorship.
No, he did not release her. He is no longer the conservator. He's a co-conservator with someone else. He dropped out, so it's just the other conservator.
Mm-hmm. So now we have a new enemy.
Uh-huh. But I went to Brittany. It was great. But she cycles out. Like she'll be there for 6 months, and then she'll leave. And it's like Jennifer Lopez, Celine Dion, slots in there. Mm. Other people have.
They make so much
Jenny
money.
From the block.
Yeah, that's what the whole city is about, making money.
What I'm saying, like Britney Spears, those 6 months is making $60 million.
A huge amount. And Vegas money is insane. It's probably more than that.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, I think we got the point of why I was asking those questions. So.
Vegas, you just naturally.
Andrew was there for work. I was there for a pleasure.
The whole point of Vegas, though, is that you just stay up. Like,
yeah.
They don't let you know what time it is.
They don't have windows. They don't have clocks.
Oh, yeah.
You really do lose track.
If you go to the Windstar, which is the.
I was
going
to say, I go to Windstar for 2 days. I'm messed up for a month.
Not Vegas at all, but the same thing. The same vibe where it's like,
I love
that. You have no idea what time it is.
It was weird. I mean, you don't eat. In the earliest I ate dinner was like 9 o'clock.
Yeah. I love that.
You know?
Yeah, when we went, it was just my wife and I.
My wife!
There's one. I mean, literally, we were eating dinner at like past midnight.
Yeah.
Eating dinner.
I love that.
And then you just, it's a wild experience. I remember that night going to bed finally, and Mike and Mike was on
the TV
when I went to bed.
Magic Mike?
No, the ESPN radio show.
Oh, different.
But it was mind. So. It was like, I mean, five. Minds. Now they're
different, you know, worlds,
different time zone, but it's still early. It was early in the morning. It's just Vegas, man. It's wild.
Vegas is so wild.
Most of the people have a good time. Most of the time.
Ted John's back toy bigger in mystery.
Ted John's back toy bigger in mystery. Hey guys, I just want to. It's a little deep dive. Hey, I just want to give you guys an update on the fact that the draft and about 5 days of Summer League has completely destroyed the Down to Dunk podcast.
Yeah.
And that we're just where we all at. Taylor is choosing dumb and has turned his brain off because of what
turn it on in different ways.
No, it's off. Oh. It is off and you're dumb.
Yeah.
And I've become a philosopher, and I've chosen wisdom. I'm the opposite of Taylor. We are on opposite ends of the spectrum.
Yeah.
Andrew and Alex, mom and dad are fighting.
Mm-hmm.
It's strange for me. It brings up strange feelings. I don't like it.
Yeah.
Alex no longer trusts Presti, and he has no patience. Andrew, opposite end. You're in. All the way, opposite side.
Yes.
Michele's choosing to escape. He's escaping. Yeah, that's true.
He's at the beach.
He's at the beach. And what all this is a fight for Jay's soul, because we're all trying to pull him in our direction. And I don't know where Jay's at. That's Jay, where true. Are you at?
I mean, you all know. I've been on this pod for how long have we been doing it? 10 years?
I think this is our 10th season.
This will be our 10th Thunder season.
Yeah. Dude, that's number one. We should probably party.
We should probably go to Vegas.
Probably go to Vegas.
Where everybody's having a good time most of the time.
Most of the time.
I'm an eternal optimist. So I will always drift that way.
Except.
No.
You just said last night in the group text that you have their conversation was your internal conversation.
But it's internal. What becomes external is the optimism.
That doesn't mean it's reality.
But I always default to the optimistic take when it comes to this team.
Okay. When you speak publicly.
Except for, when I speak publicly. Yeah. Now, in my mind and in other conversations. And it's, I just acknowledge the difficulty of this, but I also see like the reality that this is the beginning of a process, which sucks, but.
Mm-hmm. But just the other thing is to give you guys a little bit of an idea of why Alex came into the podcast yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It is like hotter in Portland than it has ever been. He does not have air conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
His wife has been.
He's going crazy.
His wife has not been at his house for about 3 weeks because she's like seeing family and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He's called me this week at midnight 3 times just to talk. So he came into yesterday's podcast with a little bit of baggage.
Yeah.
So that's
I can tell. Miguel, I can tell.
Miguel Davila asked in the chat, and I think it's worth at least acknowledging, like, Luke, do you think you could show up on Wednesday and kind of do some mediation for them?
I absolutely could.
It's ripping this podcast apart.
I could. And I will when asked. But at both parties have to be ready.
That's true.
You know, if one party's not ready, it's gonna be fruitless.
I'm ready.
Fruitless.
See if Al's ready.
He's not. Not until the temperature drops.
Seriously.
Might have to wait till October.
Yeah, I know. 106 degrees.
That's hot. And no air conditioning. And I would in parts of the house. Because he's doing it for the pot. You know, no air conditioning for the sound.
I know he said that. I did not mandate that, by the way.
Jeez, man.
He
what
a decided that?
He didn't ever even tell me that. I was going to say, I have a denoise filter that I can use if you really want to keep it on.
No.
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 It's too dedicated.
This is the reminder, though, that Alex takes podcasting so seriously, and that's why he does such a great job at it.
Yeah.
It sucks that he can't be a part of the podcast anymore.
I know.
It sucks that the Wednesday pod got canceled yesterday.
I know.
You know.
No, that's tough.
I don't think he's worth canceling.
But that's my deep dive. I just want to go into where everyone's at because it's been, this is the wild thing. This is like 5 days of Summer League.
we're not even starting the season yet. And it's going to it is going to be a wild ride.
We all have made like personal philosophical decisions about how we're going to be fans.
Only one person that can fix this. Poku.
That's true.
If Poku had played those games, we'd be all in the same
Poku
boat.
Is
absolutely
the one person.
Number two is if he comes out and his development like is noticeably makes his game different.
Yeah,
I think everybody's gonna go.
We did it.
What, we 5 years away from a championship?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for real, it would make a big difference.
Should we be putting our faith in Poku?
Absolutely. It's reckless.
Mm-hmm.
I would say
I'm into reckless.
Yeah, choose dumb.
Choose dumb. I would say hashtag choose dumb.
Choose dumb. See, I wouldn't say it's reckless.
I would say you're putting all your eggs in the Poku basket.
Yeah,
gotten all your Poku chickens before they hatch.
No, I'm just. I guess choose dumb is more like let's just see, but let's be hopeful every time, and then when we see and it's bad, then you go to sleep and you wake up and you're like, let's see.
Okay,
you know.
Yeah, that's I agree.
Do we?
All right, let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to answer some Twitter questions.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
You see this? A family watching baseball on DirecTV with no satellite dish in sight.
Let's heckle them.
You call that changing the channel?
Choke up on the remote, buddy.
I hope getting all these games on DirecTV makes up for your mother not pre-chewing your sunflower seeds.
DirecTV has the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package. High-speed internet service required. Terms and restrictions apply.
And we're back from the quick break. We're going to answer some Twitter questions.
Twitter questions. Hey, our first Twitter question comes from at at 93. Oh, smart Twitter username. He wants to know our thoughts on Gid's odds to win Rookie of the Year at plus 2,500. He's a 10th with guys like Boo Knight, Davion, Sigoon, Barnes, and Kuminga in front of him.
My God.
Help us. I don't know. He's one of the youngest players in the draft. He played 5 minutes of Summer League.
He's got glass ankles.
Yeah.
Already a little
his ankle was wrapped already mm-hmm. when he took his shoe and sock off on the bench. Like he was
that's what people with glass ankles do.
I mean they said he wasn't dealing with anything, but I just would wonder like why would you have it wrapped if you weren't dealing with anything? So I don't know. Maybe he wasn't, maybe he was. I don't know.
Bye Jay.
See you, Jay. But anyways, I think there was already it looked like he re-aggravated something to me. So, I don't know. Mm. I wouldn't bet on it. I wouldn't bet on it just because I don't know what the scoring opportunities look like for him. Because, like, Jalen Green is going to have all the shots he wants, right? Cade Cunningham's going to have all the shots he wants. Like, there's going to be a pecking order in OKC already mm-hmm. with Shea there. Like, Shea's going to get the shots. Poku's going to get the shots. It's like what you need is, like, stats. To win the Rookie of the
but
Year.
But here's the thing that I'm thinking about. If I'm correct, and correct me if I'm wrong, because I could be. If I bet $100 and he is Rookie of the Year,
mm-hmm.
I win $250,000.
No.
Not right?
No.
For every dollar I spend, I get...
No, for every 100 you spend. That's 100. What's weird about those numbers. Yeah. 100 is the baseline.
That's what I wanted.
You would win $2,500.
Everybody would. I would just be like, yeah, go bet $100 then.
Yeah. Right, exactly. That's it. Or people were like, oh, $2 and I win $5,000.
It changed my life.
That's what I want. Guys, I wanted to hit it big.
I want to get it big.
Because if well, fine.
It's not 2,500 times 100 times the amount of money that you bet.
It should be. It would make more sense to me, but it's okay.
Yeah. No, I get why it would make more sense.
Good, because I was about to drop $100 on it.
You still can't. I mean, $2,500 is still life-changing money in this country.
That's right. That's right. You are correct.
I mean, look, we got stimulus checks and everyone's rich now.
That's right.
That's true. Well, that bummer. Bummer, but I'm still thinking about it.
Yeah, no, I think that he's more of like a connector to this team because of the passing and the stuff that he can do on the break and stuff like that.
Was he drafted just to be a fan favorite?
I think he's going to be legitimately good.
Yeah.
I think he has a pretty high floor just because he's like such a smart player and he's huge.
Like if he could be, do you remember Nick Batum when he was younger, when he was like good on the Portland Trailblazers?
Yeah.
I think if he could be a player like that, that could be really beneficial to this team.
I think he could be that like almost immediately.
Really?
Yeah. I think he's like that smart, that good.
Dang.
Batum never had a very high ceiling at all. I think that because his creation skills weren't there, you know?
I think Batum was a good passer.
A decent passer. He's not the level of passer that Giddey is. Like Giddey is like ambidextrous passer, like sees the floor, sees things that most players don't see.
Mm.
And we didn't get a chance to watch it. You know, we got to see him play like four possessions.
Mm-hmm.
But they see him as like a legitimate guard on this team. So we talked to the Blue coach about it and he's like, yeah, he's going to be one of the guys that's going to have the ball.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not just like Batum was like a secondary ball handler at best.
Yeah.
And could help. Like he's going to be more than that from what I gather for this team.
How is he going to be more than that when you have Shea and Poku though?
I would like to see it. I don't know. That's just the way it was described to me.
And even Dort to an extent, like Dort can put the ball on the floor.
Dort can be secondary. He can attack a closeout. But Giddey like can be a like legit primary decision maker for a team. That's what he was for the 36ers the whole season.
Yeah.
Like he was the point guard for their team. And like Batum doesn't really have that role anywhere he goes. So I don't know. I don't think it's impossible for him to win the rookie of the year. I don't think it's impossible. I wouldn't bet on it just because I think it's like Shea, Dort, Poku, Giddey, you know, regards to like what they've got going on.
And definitely these other guys are going to get shots up and points up, like what you were saying. Jalen Green.
Oh, yeah.
Cade is going to get however many shots he wants to take, he can take them.
Yeah, he may not take all the ones that he could.
Right.
But he'll have the opportunity. Şengün's going to put up stats. Kuminga will have a chance to put up some stats. You know, like there will be lots of guys that will have a chance to put up lots of stats. I don't know what those opportunities look like for Giddey yet. But if he starts and plays 35 minutes a game and, like, I don't know. Like, we'll see. But I think he's got a shot. But also, like, remember, I think he's the second youngest player in this draft. And it's really, really difficult for those guys to, like, be a rookie of the year. Mm-hmm. Like, unless you're a generational talent. Like, that's really a difficult ask.
Hey, it could be, you know, leave the door open.
I don't know. Steph Curry was drafted 7th, wasn't he, or something like that?
Something like that.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to our next. Lawson.
Those are the sentences you say.
Right, exactly. I like it. I like it.
Yeah.
Okay, our next Twitter question comes from @PrimeShayG, who says, he's curious of your opinion on the Thunder's ability to tank next year.
Mm-hmm.
Are top 5 odds going to be possible?
Definitely. Tell me which.
I would quote Kevin Garnett. Anything is possible.
All right, so let's go through the teams real quick. Tell me if you think that this team is going to be for sure worse than the Thunder.
Okay.
Let's just count them out. Orlando.
Not for sure.
But
probably.
But they're you can put them on the list because I'm going to go through the rest of the East.
They could be there.
Detroit. Are they going to be worse than the Thunder?
No.
Okay.
Cleveland. Yes, 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 yes.
Okay. Cleveland.
Possibly.
Yes.
Okay. So there's three. I think that's where it ends in the Eastern Conference because like the next worst team is like the Wizards. Like Wizards are trying to be good.
Yeah.
Pacers. Pacers are going to be better. Knicks. Knicks will be better. Charlotte. Yeah. Charlotte will be better.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Okay, go to the West.
Okay.
Here's the Northwest Division. Nuggets, Timberwolves, Blazers, Jazz. Like, of those, like, maybe the Timberwolves, right?
Yeah.
But if they're healthy, then probably not. So it's, like, health dependent. Go to the Pacific Division. Warriors, Clippers, Lakers, Suns, Kings. Like, maybe the Kings.
Maybe Kings.
You always bet on the Kings being bad.
But I can go ahead and put the Kings on the list. That's four.
Okay.
Okay. Southwest Division, Mavericks, Rockets, Grizzlies, Pelicans, Spurs. Like, who do you think is going to be worse than the Thunder? Like, guaranteed.
God, I don't even know who's on the Spurs now. Who's, like, who's the Spurs' best players?
DeJounte Murray, Derek White, Jakob Poeltl.
Okay, they might be worse.
Yeah, but they just have, they're just solid.
But, yeah, but they don't, aren't, like, trying to be bad. Like, they're just always going to try.
Yeah.
Be a good.
But I don't know. This Olympics.
We can even stretch. They won the gold.
Like, hey, I'm just saying.
We can even put it there. So, at a stretch with some of these teams, I can name five teams that I know for sure will be worse.
Yeah.
And some of them will be better. And there will be teams that are like, have horrible seasons that we don't anticipate, you know, that will drop. But top five range is not impossible. Is all to say.
Mm-hmm.
I think it could easily happen.
I think so too. Just not necessarily even because of like the Thunder. It's really more of like the state of the NBA and like what these teams are all wanting to do. Like in the East, Boston, the Nets, the Knicks, the Sixers, the Raptors are another wild card, but I would still say they're going to be better.
They're going to be better.
The Bulls want to be good. The Cavs want to be good. The Pacers want to be good. The Bucks are just won the title. The Hawks want to be good. The Hornets want to be good. The Heat just made all these changes so they can be really good. The Magic stink. The Wizards want to make the playoffs. Like, there's really just one team that you can say want to be bad again, mm-hmm. and that's the Magic. Like, that's it in the East. You go to the West, the Nuggets are going to be really good. The Timberwolves want to make the play-in. The Blazers are trying desperately to still be good. Maybe that's the team that drops off.
Yeah.
You know, if they have to trade Dame. But still, like, they have CJ, who's like a floor raiser. I don't think a team of CJ McCollum, Yusuf Nurkic will let them fall, like, into, like, the worst of the worst. Utah Jazz, good. The Warriors want to have a great season. The Clippers still want to be good. The Lakers, obviously, are who they are. The Suns just made the finals. The Kings perpetually stink.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And like you go through the Southwest too, Mavericks, Rockets, Grizzlies, Pelicans, Spurs, all want to compete. So it's just the way that the NBA, and I think this is what the NBA wants ultimately, and this is like why they want to end tanking, is so they want all 30 teams competing.
To be competitive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they're getting closer to that.
I know the Rockets have like some guys on their squad now, some young guys, but
They will be bad.
Yeah, like we could still be better, have a better record than them.
Without a doubt,
yeah.
Yes. We could put them. So like, this is why I've said like 5 to 8 range for the Thunder is where I think that they will end.
Mm-hmm.
It could be worse. But I would, if I were to bet $1,000.
Whoa, to make a quarter of a million?
To make $250,000.
You gotta go for it. Regardless of what the bet is.
I would bet they will end up in the 5 to 8 range. Just because of the talent they have on the team. Also, I think a lot of people are just like forgetting, like the Thunder have Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. They just gave him a max extension. Like there's still a lot to be excited about with this team. But I understand like the frustration, but like it's hard to get a player the caliber of Shai.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these teams that are playing in Summer League, a lot of them that everybody's excited about, like they don't have a player the caliber of Shai.
Are over under? Can we say what it is? Because we talked about it before.
I think it's 23.5.
23.5. I'm going to tell you what I'm doing. Okay. I already told you guys, but I want to tell the world.
Okay. Wow.
I'm going to bet the over.
okay.
of that.
Yeah.
Because I want them to be worse than that.
Yeah.
If they're worse than that, great.
Yeah.
That's awesome. We're one of the absolute worst in the league, and then our draft pick will be great. If we win, I win money.
Yeah.
And that is my
plan. It's a win-win scenario.
I win no matter what. If we're worse than that, I win. If I have more than that, I win. Let's do it.
Okay, here's the thing. What if it's 23 and we're still like the seventh worst team?
Why do you have to rain on my
that
parade?
That would be a like historically horrible season for like
but six think about franchises. This. Think about how many teams you just said are good and trying to be good.
Yeah.
They're going to take so many wins. That's like 10 to 11 teams in each conference.
But what happens is everybody's pulled to the middle. Is what happens. Yeah. And then there's like a couple teams that rise to the top.
Yeah, but there's some on the bottom that might
I want to win.
You know what I'm saying? A little
I think that's...
Those six teams could have 20... In the range hope. Of 19 to 23 wins.
Well, that's the hope that the Thunder can be competitive and still lose a lot of games.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, that's the dream of next season, right? Is that it's... We stay competitive all year, but win 20 games.
Every game comes down to, like...
In the last 5 minutes, like, you're within 5 points.
Yes.
Every game.
Every game's competitive. Our players are like getting great experience.
Yeah.
And then we lose every single game.
Yeah. You lose. You win 20 games. You go in like you're third in the draft position. And then like the furthest you fall is like fifth or sixth.
You know what's really interesting and kind of frustrating about having a really well-run professional organization?
Mm.
Like think about the Spurs, okay? Unless you have the for sure superstar player,
yeah,
it's really hard to be bad. How do I say this properly? When you have the superstar, you're going to be really good.
Yeah.
If you do not have the for sure superstar, it's just hard to tank and to be bad.
Because
right? The Spurs are going to have this team, and they're probably going to outperform what they should because
they definitely will.
Their coaching staff is good, all of that. That's what I'm talking about.
They don't have the same philosophy as the Thunder, though.
Which is what? Just try to tank.
Like building through the draft.
Yeah. I think that...
Yeah, not anymore.
I think like the Spurs like have just a base level of competency that like they're going to be well run.
I guess that's what I'm saying. That might not bode well for the Thunder.
Well, the Thunder have Mark Degnault as their coach, like youngest coach in the league or like second youngest coach in the league. And the Spurs have Greg Popovich. Like that's the biggest difference between the two is like you think they're going to put out just like this awful team for Greg Popovich?
No.
Like they never would.
Yeah.
Maybe when he's done, then maybe it's like, okay, the bottom drops out, right?
What is their roster right now? I don't think it's like,
they have a lot of young, Lonnie Walker, Keldon Johnson. You know, they've got lots of guys that they've developed and they'll be decent.
Yeah, but still not a lot of guys that like, who's going to score all their points? I guess we'll see like Derek White take off.
Somebody will. I mean, DeJounte Murray can
score. DeJounte Murray.
Yeah. I mean, without DeRozan,
No DeRozan, no Patty Mills, no Rudy Gay. Like, those are guys that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They were vets that, like, they got up the points.
Yeah.
They were the stability of that team.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Our next Twitter question comes from @ThunderFan2415. Who wants to know, what are y'all's favorite colors and animals? And you cannot say dogs and cats because that is boring.
Mm.
I like green and giraffes.
A green?
Yeah. Imagine a green giraffe.
Oh, <yeah. laughs> that's a little too crazy for me.
Oh, man.
What about you?
Like a really dark blue.
Mm.
Navy?
No.
Like a navy.
Like a slate blue. Kind of like the door behind you, actually.
Okay.
Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like gray with a little blue tint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My favorite animal, love snakes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not a snake guy.
Me neither.
I've had two pet snakes in my life.
I know that you have. My favorite color is blue.
Mm-hmm.
And I like a duck. I like a good duck. You know?
I like a duck.
I like a duck.
That's good.
Would you have, you know, if you get like a baby duck, what are baby ducks called?
A chick.
Ducklings.
Ducklings. Chick. Chick. A duckling?
No, a chick is a chicken.
Okay. Yeah.
What about it? I can get one.
You can get one and they will
poop all over your house?
Yeah.
They will. You can potty train ducks.
Their poop smells horrible.
You can potty train ducks.
I've had baby ducks. I had a baby duck as a pet.
And it followed you around?
No.
They poop all over your house.
They pooped in this cage. It was horrifying. But we let them like just like hang in our backyard. We eventually let them go.
They definitely died.
I remember that.
Was it? Definitely.
What is happening?
Flimage. Hey, you know what else an animal I actually really do like?
Yeah.
The peacock.
Yeah.
They're great.
Yeah.
I think
you know what's great about the zoo? Beautiful. You go to the zoo and there's just peacocks roaming around.
You know what else is great about the zoo? Like a tornado came through and it blew away some of the peacocks and they blew into my parents' neighborhood. They just live there.
You're kidding me.
There's some wild peacocks in Oklahoma City.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
The and tornado did that?
That's what I choose to believe.
What?
but there are wild peacocks in Oklahoma City and they're so awesome.
Because
the other thing, some of the peacocks are albino and white.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just as cool.
Yeah. Speaking of ducks, I think I learned this from your dad that when somebody farts, that you say, did somebody step on a duck?
Yeah. Someone stepped on a duck.
Yeah.
Well, that's very different than a duck fart.
Same thing.
What? All right.
Let's move on to our next Twitter question.
I use that one all the time.
I do it all the time, too.
Yeah.
Someone stepped on a duck. I love
it.
Yeah. All right. Our next Twitter question comes from @DTallyLive, who says, I chose a granola bar for breakfast this morning. Should I have taken a bigger swing with my selection?
Listen, I do it all the time. I'm very lazy about breakfast. I'm walking out the door, going to work. I'll grab a little chewy bar. Something
I don't eat
like
breakfast.
That. You don't? No. See, the granola bar, whenever I eat it, I'm like, I could have easily done without that. That's not giving me anything. Mm-hmm. I never feel satisfied. My mouth is all extra dry. It's just never a good option. I don't know. Granola bars have tricked us into thinking that they're good.
Yeah. So kind bars are good.
Yeah, they
also
are good.
Very dry.
They're dry.
Yeah, you just need a water or a little coffee. Coffee with it.
I guess.
I don't eat breakfast. And if I do...
Take bigger swing. If you're going to eat, either don't eat breakfast or like eat breakfast.
Here's the thing. If you're going, don't eat breakfast, but if you're going to, Jimmy's Egg. Mm. And just have the... Or
overrated. Rest in peace, though.
Pearls.
Yeah.
Or go and have a big, nice brunch.
Yeah.
You know?
Can't do that all the time.
No. Can't. No. No, you cannot.
Cannot.
All right, our next Twitter question comes from @PukeKojam, who says, can we start pronouncing J-R-E as J-Ray so we can have Shay, Trey, and J-Ray on this at the same time?
No, he will be Joe Rogan experience to me the whole season. Every time I see J-R-E, it's all I can think. Maybe we should make the Joe Rogan logo? Where it's like,
no,
his face.
I don't know. No.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Maybe we can make a shirt with that and then put
Jeremiah.
Here's Robinson the problem is that when we use their faces, they don't like it. And they don't say, stop doing that.
Yeah.
This is true.
So not a great idea, but a good idea.
Thank you.
Let me see who JRE's agent is.
Yeah.
Who is it?
I don't know. I don't know.
We know the agents that won't let us do it.
But thanks, @PukeKojam. Our next Twitter question comes from @MiguelDevella25, who asks, is L-Man becoming the Kendrick Perkins of the pod with his mispronunciations of names and all his recent NBA smart guy takes? It's a great comp.
It's a great comp. Yeah. No, I think it's right.
I agree.
You should need to have your... What's your signature? Because this is carry on.
Carry the hell on.
Carry, yeah.
Carry... Oh.
You like drop a take and then you tell people to carry on. So, as if people wouldn't carry on.
Yeah.
Like whatever.
It says this and says carry on.
Yeah.
Mine is, I drop a take and I said, and that's straight from the L man's mouth to your ears. Now you're smarter.
Well, maybe yours should be, get jiggy with it, y'all.
How about this? At the end, I'll just drop a take like, take. Nah, 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 nah.
Oh, that's cool.
All right.
Could you tweet that? I guess people would have to,
you can tweet that. You can tweet anything you want.
That's true.
Let's go to our next. Let's go to our next
characters.
You definitely can tweet anything you want.
Uh-huh. Let's go to our next Twitter question. It comes from @sportsareepic. Can one or all of you guys please say, quote, Josh Giddey is the best player in the draft. Also, Alperen Sengun will be unplayable in the playoffs. There's no end quote, but he ends the quote right there. This will heal the Thunder fan base. Smiley face.
You said it.
No, I said quote. That means I didn't say it. That means someone else said
it. They want all of us to say it. I will not say that. Choose Dumb only goes so far. Yeah. Choose Dumb is not about this. Whatever's happening on Thunder Twitter this past 2 weeks, this is not in the spirit of Choose Dumb.
No. Aaron Wiggins is Kevin Garnett, though.
Well, he might be. Yeah. See, this is the thing. What Thunder Twitter is doing is saying, like, this is who this player is. Look, here's proof. And then that's it. Choose Dumb is, you know, it's about hope. So you don't have to be declarative. You don't have to be, like, insane. You can just be dumb.
Yeah. I don't know. Everybody needs to just chill out for the most part.
Dang. Straight shot at Alex, dude.
All right. Our next Twitter question comes from @DN4STY, which is Dynasty.
That's smart. People are smart on Twitter.
People are really smart.
Wow.
And he wants to know, on a scale of 1 to T-Ferg, how big of a deal is the Trey Mann news?
I don't know.
I don't know what that scale means. But
Terrence Ferguson's life, personal life drama issues. That's what you're saying.
It's big news. That's big news.
Yeah, that's big. That's big time. It would be very hard to focus on your job.
Yeah.
Okay. We don't know. Wait and see.
Only time will tell.
Only time will tell.
Time will tell.
All right. Our next Twitter question comes from @IamKevKevBot, who says, when we drafted Harden, there was an outcry of, quote, why didn't we draft Tyreke Evans, end quote. I feel like that lasted almost 3 years. What summer league take do people have now that will look foolish in 3 years?
Almost 3 years. That there is no way that's true.
It was, the first year.
Definitely the first year, because Tyreke won Rookie of the Year.
And he was really good.
Yes.
He was like 25-5.
Second or third year, though?
Definitely not third year. Third year was, Harden was really good.
Yeah.
He was sixth man of the year.
Third year was Western Conference Finals. Third year was
Finals.
Finals.
Third year was Finals. Yeah. Yeah, that was not the case then. But I see his point, is that it's funny, and L-Man kind of brought this up, we're way overreacting to the first two games of Summer League from everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whenever the truth is we really just don't know yet. There's just so much that we don't know. And Summer League is not NBA basketball. It's not. There's NBA players. This is not NBA basketball at all.
Mm-hmm.
Not even close to it. Is it fun to watch at times? Yes. Is it miserable to watch at times? Yes. Is it NBA basketball? Heck no. That's not NBA level competition. So, we just can't.
The refs aren't rigging these summer league games.
Exactly. No, Sengun has been really good, and I don't mean this to demean him at all, because I do believe that he's been very, very good and productive for them. But just take a look at the big men he's been playing against. If he plays big minutes in the NBA, he will never play against guys that are as low a level of talent as the guys he's been playing against. So, I don't know. I wouldn't stress out about it. Everybody just needs to chill out. It doesn't mean that Sengun won't be good in the NBA. He could very well be very, very good in the NBA. But using this as our measuring stick is just not the wisest thing to do. Right, L-Man?
Correct. All right. Here comes our next Twitter question. It comes from at Logmay92, who says, wailing and gnashing of teeth seem to be prevalent among the Thunder fan base this summer. Mm-hmm. Do we have any words of encouragement?
Is that... also, isn't it prevalent?
Prevalent? Prevalent? I think it's both. I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, just... I don't know. The process that the Thunder are going to go through is going to be a long process. There's not a quick fix to it. And, I mean, we were saying it before the Summer League started. Like, this was draft number one of a long rebuild. Like, you can't say that and then believe that as a fan base and then immediately freak out because things aren't immediately solved.
Yeah.
Like, you can't know it and then because other teams are doing other things, you can't completely lose your mind because things aren't fixed like immediately, or that you don't for sure have your number two guy immediately. Like, this is going to be a long process.
I want to follow their Thunder Twitter, whoever they're referring to, because that is not what I see on the timeline. I see a lot of like overreacting to guys that we have right now,
over positive stuff about guys that aren't that good.
Yes,
yeah, there's that too.
Someone called Trey. We'll move on.
But your recommendation is to what? Your words of encouragement are what?
My recommendation is you don't have to decide anything. You can just be like, hey, that guy looks like he's good, like he might be good. Like, let's keep an open mind about him. It's also not saying, God, these guys freaking suck. You know, just watch the team, learn who your players are, enjoy. But that doesn't mean you have to be like outrageous.
I did a podcast yesterday with the Detroit beat writer, and the kind of where we landed is like, don't have takes from Summer League, but take notes of Summer League.
I like that.
Wow. You
know, like, okay, like Cade Cunningham is not finishing at the rim. Taking a note. It's not my take on him.
Yeah.
Like, he'll never finish at the rim, but like, you know, he's really kind of struggled against guys like KJ Martin. Like, that's interesting. Like, you know,
it's making me question the, you know, when you're like, here's my take.
Yeah.
Why? Where's that from?
It's
using the word take in that way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. But you know what you know what I mean, though.
I know what you mean. I'm just like the phrase. Yeah.
Here it is. Here's my take. Take it. Take it. This is for you. Take it. My take. Take it.
Yeah.
That's what it's from.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You give me another example of what it could be.
My two cents.
No, but take. What is take from?
That's what I'm asking you.
I just told you. Take it. That's what it is.
There we go. All right.
Take.
Okay. Give me one more TQ and then we got to bounce.
Hey. Our last Twitter question.
Make it a good one, Alman.
It is this. It comes from at Zach Deeg, who wants to know who averages the second and third most points this year. Would say Shea's number one.
Shea, right? Number one guy. What about Dort and Poku?
Yeah, could be Poku.
If it was those two, I'd love that.
Yeah, that's my official take.
Oh, take it.
Take it.
Everybody take it.
Everybody. Hey, that's your thing. We're talking about your birthday. That's your thing.
All right. Okay.
Take it.
Take it.
Hey, nice. Come in.
Yeah, there we go. All right. Thanks, everybody, for joining. If you're live on the stream, thanks for being here. Chris Moffett, Grape Ape, Miguel DeVella, Blue Diamond Jim, Tyler Field, Hoopstalk 69, White Black, QKCXHGA, Jay is here, Marvin Yang is here, Brendan Islam is here, Jimmy Woodpecker is here, Lawrence Field, thanks so much for joining. Hope you guys have a great weekend.
Hey, I finished Mayor of Easttown last night.
You did.
It was really
good. Don't tell me. I'm watching it. I'm gonna
watch it. It's so good.
So good. All right. Have a great weekend.
Peace.
Take it.
Take it.
Here's my take. Take it.